Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market. Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Bobby Moore as a Jeff Hurst, the trailer booking at Billy Bones, a Paolo Di Canio, West Ham United. We celebrate our victories, we stick together in defeat. I'm proud of our history, West Ham United, more than just a podcast.
Good morning, good afternoon, or good evening. This is more than just a podcast. It is season 13, is episode of 46. I nearly forgot. And we're back again. If you haven't listened to 45, go back and listen to it. It's a cracker. We talk about losing again. And Nigel loses it instead of Len this time. But we're
Sean's
back.
Sean's just a fucking loser.
All right. Calm down. Anyway, it's question time. We're back with Ian Dale. We're back with Canning Town Len. And we're back with Shed Man Nigel Khan. And I suppose it's time for this.
It's the dread of question time.
Facebook for the question time. Where
I'm
you?
On the Brady Arts again.
The eight listeners get to ask us, the four presenters this evening, questions. And hopefully there's not too many tonight, because it's Easter and people are probably with their families celebrating. You know, Jesus died and rose again, didn't he?
As it's Facebook, Twitter question time, I posted on both. So I will go to Twitter first, because there's five or six on there.
Okay.
So first up, I just get questions, basically. That's it. I didn't ask. So, Cruxford, the boy Sester Hammer says, "Evening, Nigel. You're well." He's just aimed it at me. But he's asked, "What's your brand of trainers and why?" Brady out.
Brady
Sullivan
out.
Out.
Sullivan
we'll
out.
We've run like a circus out.
Clowns out.
Yeah. I am a Reebok Classic, generally in white, though I do have a black pair. And I get a new pair every year. So I only have one brand of trainer, and it's Reebok. And it has to be classic.
Well, I'm on Under Armour, but I'm just about to move to Nike, and there's a reason for that. I've got really wide feet, 4E, right? And if you
if they were a bit narrow, would you
I've
be taller?
I've got wide feet, and if you have wide feet, you have to have what's called a 4E. They're really hard to get, actually, because everywhere else is just too... So, yeah, that's why I've got Under Armour at the moment, but I'm going back tonight because they've got a 4E. There's a
website balance,
called wideshoes.com that you have to get.
Does that help balance you out?
Yeah, I've got flat feet. Couldn't have joined the army. Ian, what's your... I bet you don't wear trainers.
What do you think I go to the gym in, then?
You go to the gym?
Yes.
Oh, he's taking the piss out of you, he is.
Once a week with the lovely Aaron, who takes me through my paces.
Oh, is he your personal trainer?
He is.
And what's
his first supporter?
Oh dear. And what does he do? What do you do? Is it all CV work or is
no,
it a bit
it's
more?
Not. It's, lifting it, weights? It's basically to strengthen my right knee and to rehabilitate my
hip. So it's not keep fit, it's more like
Well, it is keep fit.
Physiotherapy.
No, it's not. No hands are laid on me, unfortunately. But anyway, so I have a pair of Adidas trainers, or what I used to when I was at school, called Adidas, and they are West Ham colours.
Ooh.
All day I dream about sex, as they used to say at school.
Did they?
Well, that's what Adidas used to be called.
Oh, all right. I didn't know that.
Oh, there you go. You've learnt something. Probably not in Tunbridge Wells.
No. Disgusted of. So, yes. So that's what I have.
Len.
Yeah. The missus buys. She likes buying stuff, my missus.
Yeah.
Especially in the footwear. You know what women are like.
Prada. Don't tell me you've got Prada.
No, don't be daft. I've got Nikes, Adidas.
Nike or Converse, Nike? Nike,
Vans.
Nike.
You want to say Nike, but I never said Nike before in my life. But
okay.
And I got a pair of Hunter Wellies.
Oh, of course you
Buzz
do.
Footwear.
Of course you do. Living in Essex.
See, I would have imagined Sean.
I don't live in Essex.
Wellies. I've got Hunter Wellies. Of course I've got Hunter Wellies.
Of course you have.
How would you go for a dog walk in the countryside? How would you do that
without
Hunter Wellies?
I had my original Hunter Wellies from 1984 up until 2 years. Yeah, 2 years ago.
No, they're built to last, Hunter Wellies.
They are. Well, it didn't in the end, but
fantastic.
It just went hard in the heat.
Nigel, got any Hunter Wellies?
I don't even own Wellies, mate. If I walk the dog, I'll stick my boots on. I've got my Dr. Martin boots.
Oh, of course you do. Anywho.
Anywho. Malcolm Warrington says, evening, gentlemen, and you, Sean. What's you's lot's thoughts on Kufau with regards to his contract? We didn't discuss that.
I mean,
I think he's been a good servant, could be good offensively, but he's not the best defensively. Believes he was naive on Saturday for the penalty. Could be an upgrade in summer. Len?
Yeah.
Brady out!
Brady out!
Kufau.
Kufau.
Served us well, but you've got to start looking beyond players like that, don't you? I mean, it sounds like his contract's been, players that don't know, he's had his contract extended on the same terms, which means
he
want to sell you. We want to get a little bit more for you, which I don't think's that bad for us. He's had a good time. You know, party don't
Ian,
last
you like
forever, Kufa? Kuf.
I think it's Sufa, isn't it? I think he's been a superb player for us over the years. I think we should hang on to him.
Player.
And but we should also always be looking to improve the squad. And I mean, if you look, scroll forward to the summer and look at the positions that we need to fill, the main thing is we do need to have a good striker. We've been saying that for God knows how many years, but we really do now. But I think right back is an area that we could improve. Ben Johnson is clearly not going to hang around. So, yeah, we need to spend a bit of money there.
Oh, there you go, Sean.
I think he's had a good season, and I think, you know, he is prone to the odd mistake, but I think he really wears his heart on his sleeve. He plays for this club, and I think he's been a great servant. And, you know, like Ian said, if someone comes along better, of course we want to improve all the time, but I think I'd keep him as a squad player next season.
Right, okay. Okay. Next up, it's Glenn, or the real Just Glenn, and he asks a question that only I can answer. Because he says, who was the best earning keeper, you or Jeff?
You'll be surprised, we think Jeff.
Well, as I point out to the Glenn, real Just Glenn, who I know who Glenn is, all I had to say was, which one won player of the season 1 year? At Jeff. Which point he gives it away and says, you were the sympathy vote. No, it was me, actually.
Oh,
but Jeff was a good goalkeeper and a very good DJ, because he DJ'd my wedding. Good old man. He was a good name. Well, DJ Jeff, as I used to call him to my mates. So, and Jeff was a West Ham fan as well. So,
Jeff.
There.
Sounds like a good bloke.
Everybody liked Jeff, actually. He was a very nice person. Not that Glenn wasn't. We all liked Glenn as well. Now we just know who he is. The new stadium says that we counting down the days to a new manager.
Oh, I am.
No.
Are we?
No.
I am Sean. We didn't ask.
I understand you are, but I have had a bet, as you know, and I do
yeah,
not
you're going
believe...
to lose it.
I ain't going to lose it. He's going to stay.
Right. I'll have that bet with you then. I'll make it 500. Won't it?
No, I don't. No, I'm not that sure.
Fuck, you don't sound so confident.
No,
I
don't.
Am. Yeah. I know something you don't know.
Start Phillips or not, says Turner's number 7.
When? You mean against Spurs?
Tuesday night.
No.
Why didn't he?
No.
You can't, can you now? But why don't, if this is what I don't understand about Moyes. If you're saying, you know, you need to get behind people, then why didn't he start the weekend? I mean, he's literally bought him to replace Alvarez. And when the time come, he didn't do it. He played James Ward-Prowse.
But James Ward-Prowse has dropped since Antonio's been back. James Ward-Prowse didn't deserve to be dropped either. And, you know, James Ward-Prowse is...
Yeah, but that's that. Unfortunately, sometimes if you want to move to this next level that you keep going on about,
yeah,
good players are going to be dropped. So I don't understand why that isn't Ward-Prowse. Because he brings, out of everyone, he seems to bring the least. Or if you rather miss out another way, other players bring more. Yeah. So when you're buying a player that we thought was of Phillips's calibre, and we assume that the manager has faith of him, why are you starting?
Actually, you've just reminded me of a question that I want to ask you guys. James Ward-Prowse.
Get in line, yeah. There's others here.
I'm just going to ask a question. Why was he not taking corners? Why was Bowen taking corners? He's supposed to be the best corner taker in the Premier League. Why was Bowen taking corners at the weekend? Anyone know?
Yeah, Dave knows. Why don't you ask Dave?
Right, he doesn't talk to me.
Oh, there's a reason. Lucky old Dave.
Go on.
Welling Hammer says, with Hugh sadly not with us, will Sean be the new primary Sullivan mouthpiece? Brady and Phillips out.
Brady out. Well, I can't give Phillips that. It's not even
in. No, that was a bit harsh, wasn't it? I know. But are you primary source now, Sean?
I don't reveal who I speak to, so I couldn't possibly comment on that.
All right. Okay. Yeah. So last on Twitter, before we go to Facebook, is Andy Rockall, who may give away what team he supports, when he says, was Moyes wrong to pick such a strong side at Newcastle ahead of Tuesday's Cup final? Oh, these Spurs fans,
I think
they
you'll
make
see
you
the
chuckle.
Same team again.
Yes.
Don't you worry about that.
Is Alvarez still...
banned, he is, yeah. 2 games.
Yep. 2 in the Premier, yeah, because you've got 10 yellow cards this season, I believe.
Yeah, that's right.
Not 5.
You're right.
I know I'm right. As the boys discovered on the coach ride up to Newcastle, I'm genuinely right. Well, we went by minibus.
Yeah, but all them people had to fucking put up with you. What about the Newcastle?
6 of us, yeah.
Mercedes.
Fucking hell.
No, Volkswagen.
Oh, dear.
No, it was lovely.
With blacked out windows. You. Did it have like a mini fridge in it?
Well, it didn't have a mini fridge, no. Oh,
God. Did it have Wi-Fi?
No, I had 4G.
Okay.
Is that all right?
Yeah, fine.
God, how much did that cost?
£22 each.
Is that all?
Bargain.
Yeah. It was my mate's van.
Oh, did you just pay the petrol?
I thought you'd hired it or something.
No. It was nice.
Who did the driving? He did all of the driving, did he?
BSB,
he didn't take
it. I did offer.
Is he still driving tippers?
No, he's not cabbing no more.
All tippers. What's he doing now? Minibus.
But what he does is he runs a care centre for like disabled kids.
Okay.
So.
Do you know him, Ian? BSB?
I have met him several times, yeah.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
Not lately, I have to say, but I have. He came to one of your golf days, didn't he, Nigel?
He did, yeah. He's come to both of them, actually. Well, all of them. In fact, we're doing it again this year, but I'll let you know when we sort it.
Well, don't do that. If it's that same weekend, I can't go, so do it a different weekend.
Oh, I will do it a different weekend.
I've got go to the Kirkcudbury Literary Festival in Scotland the first weekend.
Oh, what a thing to do.
I will look that up and make sure it's not that weekend. So over to Facebook, questions are open. Be quick, I said. Some were. So first up is Scotty Neville, one of the Neville brothers, if you remember them. And I don't mean Phil or Gary. I remember the band. Why do you think Moyes didn't bring Cornet instead of Phillips? Do you think people may start to understand fans' frustrations now with Moyes? Brady or Moyes out?
That is a good question, actually, because Cornet, on his day, you can imagine playing a little bit of an Antonio role through the middle. He's got a sort of good physical build.
Yeah.
He's quite quick. But, I mean, it's the first match back since the injury, so I suppose it might have been a bit of a risk.
There's something there, though. There's something going on.
Sean, he's a human being, Sean.
Yeah, no, I agree.
I said that, not
and
sure.
Needs an arm around him.
Yeah, no, you're right there. I shouldn't criticise, but he's got some medical condition.
Moyes said it as well.
Yeah, he's got a medical condition.
To be honest, human beings need your support.
I didn't realise.
Certain ones.
Yeah, I didn't realise he was on the bench. I totally forgot about Cornet.
I forget about him as well.
It's terrible, really. I don't think he's a bad player, is he?
He's just been unlucky with his injuries.
Yeah. Did we get him from Burnley when they got relegated?
Yep.
Yeah.
But he'd done well at Burnley, though, didn't he? If I'm right.
Yeah. I watched a lot of Burnley because I wanted to stay up and.
Well, they might
miss
they
some
might.
Chances. But at least he got the fucking chances there. He don't get what else does he?
No. No.
Thought he was a good addition.
Go. Next up, Chris Savile Rowe. Put down his tailoring and gone, hi guys. Would you rather VAR gone permanently or would you rather another season back at Upton Park? Cool. He said Brady out. He said, although Brady personally out. Being I'm in Australia, I'd rather VAR gone. My son's 5 and after every goal, he asks, will this can or will they get rid of it? I mean, there you go, that sums it up. This is his first reaction instead of celebrating, which breaks my heart for the next generation. That's a great point you've made there, Chris.
Other than being Australian, so you don't give a shit about Upton
Park. Says he's in Australia. He didn't say he's Australian. But
I said being in Australia, didn't I?
Oh, right. I don't know. Sorry.
You know what did it for me on VAR was that clip that Sean posted on the WhatsApp group a few weeks ago of the audio of how they made the decision. I can't remember what
Sheffield
United
about.
I listened to that and I thought, is this really how they make the decision?
I thought
because
it was,
all they were doing was looking
trying to find a way to disallow the goal.
Outrageous. Yeah. And do they release that audio for each one?
No, only when. Well, it got released. You know who Ben Campbell is. You know Ben Campbell's in charge of. Media now.
PGMO will. So
yeah. We're going to try and get him on the podcast. That's the one. Yeah. But they released that one because of controversy. But unfortunately, they only release them when they think there's something to answer. But I don't think that helped them one little bit.
Well, it really didn't. I mean, I thought it was disgusting, frankly. Because they kept saying, well, when they realised they couldn't disallow it for one thing, they then looked for another reason.
Let's do that.
That is what it is. It's what Nigel calls it, a goal destroyer.
Yeah.
Mm. Yes.
Miserable, isn't it?
My favourite bit of that clip, Ian, is when they go, Bowen's offside, and then the assistant VR goes, he's got two people in the goal mouth. How can he be offside? Yeah. He went, fair point.
Jesus. No. We'd probably be better at doing that than they are.
Yeah.
Let's face it, we know fuck all.
I think you just got to look at it and say, is there anything fucking clear any of us we miss? No. Goal. It should be that quick.
So going back to the question, which are you choosing, Ian? Upton Park?
For one season.
Get rid of VAR.
Yeah.
Thank you very much.
I would actually do that.
My dinner has arrived.
Oh, what is it? Tell us what it is.
Oh, it's a hot
roast
dog.
Chicken. Oh. Roast chicken.
It's what?
Go on, Woody. Go on. Roast chicken, fried potatoes, and red peppers.
And red peppers. Yeah. What's the seasoning on it? Has it got any paprika?
Salt and pepper.
Oh, okay. Very nice.
You're still doing your mindful chef, Sean?
Yeah, I am. Yeah.
They're the ones that deliver a box, aren't they?
They are the ones that deliver all the.
You know that for the whole week, don't you?
Yeah, I do. Oi, I'm still losing weight. Ready for my wedding? Yeah?
On your feet?
I'm gonna be a shadow of my former self when you.
Yeah.
By the end of the year.
Right now.
Fucking 10 stone shadow.
I am. I'm about 103 kilos. Started at 112. I'm 103. So I'm looking to get under that 100 kilos in the next month.
Well, that. How tall are you?
5'7".
I'm 103 kilos and I'm 6'2".
Yeah. All right. You made your point.
It's why one of you two looks like a barrel.
Oh,
yeah.
All right. Well, I'll be under 103 soon, Ian. Thanks for that. If I worried and I was self-conscious, that might really put me in depression. But luckily, I don't give a shit.
No, we'll try.
Just bear in mind, Sean, your height is supposed to be a bigger number than your circumference.
Yeah, I get that. Thank you for that.
Devon Dukes of Hazard Senior, hee-haw, says, howdy, gents. 2 wins out of the last 11 Premier League games can't look good on Moyes. Well, don't when you put it like that, Dev. Objectively, he says, how else should the blame be spread? Is tomorrow going to be 2 out of 12? As always, I'll be watching from Charleston. Charleston, Charleston, everybody do the Charleston. There you go. I was not fond of an 8:30 kickoff Saturday. But a lot of our support... You should have seen me dancing it, mate. A lot of our supporter crew showed up. Yeah, well, it was 12:30 for us, but I get your point.
I've got a video of Nigel dancing to Madness, if you ever want to see that, Len. I'll send it to you.
Yeah.
Do you remember that?
I've seen some very...
I can tell you who it was.
Yeah.
I've seen some very incriminating pictures of Nigel.
Yeah, me too.
Photos. Some who never recover from.
Oh, my God.
Well, actually, if it's the question I'm thinking of, I want to know how the bloody hell you've seen it.
You mean the photo? What, the one that you do the things that you don't do?
What? I told you.
How have you seen that?
You shared it about. Don't worry, because I've got photos of Sean as well, with buttons bursting.
Anyway, was that from last week?
Piss off.
Yeah, piss off. Yeah.
When are you getting married, Sean?
December the 27th.
What stupid time to get married?
Well, it's not. I'm going to Mexico. We're having Christmas in Mexico, flying all the Americans over and getting married.
Is that so you don't have to invite us?
Well, you can come. Yeah, more the merrier. I said, you know, it's a couple of grand for a flight and probably another couple of grand for the hotel. But you know, if you can, it's reassuringly expensive, you know, keeps the riffraff out.
Well, if you're going to get married as often as you have to fucking think about the money.
Come on a stag, do we?
Croatia. We're having one in Split in Croatia in September, if you're up for that, Ian. You can drink your cranberry. Split, yeah.
Why?
Because I like Split. It's very architectural. It's very historic. A lot of Roman ruins.
I prefer the banana version, I must admit.
I like the Nivy.
Next up is old Ziggy Stardust himself. It's Davy Jones. Evening all. He says, I haven't been able to watch any game for the weekend because I'm in France. Was it a capitulation as been portrayed on social media? No, Dave, no. It wasn't capitulation. And should West Ham take any disciplinary action against Phillips? Brady out.
No.
Don't Brady believe out. All the guff you've read, Dave. Brady out. Barry Meikle. Our favourite Canadian, apart from Palumi, of course. First off, he said, that was a nice tribute to Hugh last week.
Thank
there you.
You
go. Didn't mention that, did we? We did that.
Hugh. Yeah.
Did his family listen?
Oh, they did, actually. So
I'm glad I behaved myself then.
Yeah, so Katie's daughter rung me up, and she sent it to his other daughter, Michelle Shell.
Oh, right.
And, yeah, they were really, really chuffed with that and thought it was a really emotional...
Someone did ask me how tough it was.
And in fact, I said,
I'll behave myself.
Yeah, I sent the MP3. It's gone through all the Southon family as well.
Oh, was it? Oh, good.
Yeah.
Such a disappointing 13 minutes at the weekend. Really thought we had it in the bag. Question for yous lot. Here we go. What's the worst snatch defeat from the jaws of victory moment in your West Ham watching lives? He's gone 2006 Cup Finals, probably up there for me.
Oh, yeah. It's got to be, hasn't it?
Is it? Of course, this is where Nigel interjects and says, well, that weren't a defeat, though, was it?
Well, it was, wasn't it?
Well, no, because we drew the game.
It went to penalties and we lost
the penalty shootout.
Yeah.
We lost the penalty shootout. We didn't lose the game. They didn't beat us.
We just knew. We'd had we lost the will to live after that. You just knew it would have then end up.
But I can remember walking out of the stadium after that, and it didn't feel like a loss. It was one of the rare occasions when, okay, obviously we did lose, but you just felt privileged to have been such a brilliant game, and like Liverpool fans coming up to you, shaking your hand, saying, "Well, you should have won that." We kind of did.
Yeah, I had that. I had Scouser put his arm around me at the station and said, "You know, basically,
what did
said,
he neck?
Son." He didn't nick the FA Cup. That's what he nicked.
Did he touch her up?
No.
Okay.
And he said, at least, you was here to witness one of the greatest cup finals in history. And I just pointed that to him. Typical Scousers, you just won two trophies, and at no point in either game was you ever winning them. Because... at no point in the European Cup were they ever in front.
That Gerrard cross still haunts me. I can see it in slow motion. A friend of mine who's
Can you not drive around the M25 then? Do you get stuck around that part?
Southampton season ticket holder who I work with sent me a text literally as that happened. He went, "You've got this in the bag." The text arrived and that cross seemed to hang in... It was a cross, wasn't it? It seemed to hang in the air.
No, went in. Shot.
It was a cross.
It was a 40-yard shot.
You're talking of Konchesky's cross. It was a cross.
Oh, Konchesky, right.
Anyway.
Lionel, who was the bloke? Who didn't...
Scaloni.
Scaloni.
Sorry, I missed the trick there. I should have gone Blair, shouldn't I?
Talking of that, I meant to ask Ian, did you know Keir Starmer was in the director's box for the 6-0 loss against Arsenal?
I didn't. Why shouldn't he have been?
Well, I don't know. I didn't know he was mates with the directors. I thought they've always been true blue, so I'm surprised.
He's an Arsenal fan.
He is an Arsenal fan. I'm surprised he was invited into the director's box.
Maybe they're thinking ahead.
Well, actually, it was probably Sadiq Khan that invited him in, thinking about it afterwards, rather than...
Why would Sadiq Khan be there? He's a Liverpool fan.
Well, because he owns the stadium. The London mayor basically is the ultimate boss. He comes to the Liverpool game always there.
Mm.
Well, Brady invites him and he usually turns it down.
Fucking please move on. There's so much you fucking said in that sentence that fucks me off. Get fucking on with it.
Ted Sexton says, "Good evening, gentlemen. Hope you had a peaceful Easter." Not really. Question, when the Friendly International was played at the stadium, who got what of the income? And what did you think of the Belgium kit colour? Brian Schultz with the white stripe. Strange choice with the blue shirt. I thought it was awful.
Coventry
Disappointed
City.
With Saturday's result. That was the Colombia game against Belgium. Colombia won 1-0. I think they wanted for Marseille, which was a friendly. I looked it up, thought, I'll have a bit of that. And then I think they wanted like 40 quid.
No.
£35. I thought, nah. Not to watch that. Thank you very
what
much.
Were they
should
aiming
have been a
to
tenner.
Get? What was the attendance, by the way? Real attendance, Sean.
I don't know.
I can find out.
find out. But anyway,
interesting.
Who was it? It was. I thought it was
Colombia
Spain.
Against Belgium.
Colombia versus
Spain.
Belgium. Or was it Spain?
Well, we played Belgium.
Oh yeah.
Oh,
we
played.
So it was Colombia against
Colombia
Spain.
Versus Spain. Yeah.
Yeah. So he's got two questions then. Being greedy, Ted. I know you're my mate.
By the way,
on.
West Ham got nothing. It would have all gone to...
Yeah, all goes to the stadium.
Yeah.
Yeah, we know we'd have got nothing.
But why would they play that in London?
So the players don't have to travel. Because Colombia's got a lot of European-based footballers.
Yeah, but why not play it in Spain?
44,000.
It was a home game for Colombia.
44,000?
44,000 went to that game.
Bloody hell.
Wow. There you go.
Very round number. I never trust round numbers in attendance, but there you go.
Tonight's winner with the funniest comment of the night goes to Samantha Vardy. Shed man, how's the kitchen getting on?
Oh.
Anyway, we move on.
See, that's what happens when you have an away game.
How is the kitchen getting on? I thought you were extending it.
Well, yeah, but it's obviously the finishing touches of the
extension. Oh, snagging.
I've been delayed because of my football... because of my obviously yesterday I went down B&Q to get the parts that I needed to discover B&Q was shut, so therefore nothing got done and we had family day today, so yeah, anyway, never mind, dear, you know the drill. 30 odd years. Grant Croxford, oh, we've done him. Although he says, after hearing Nigel talk about the stadium move and the GSB agenda, has he thought about recording or writing about it so it's not lost to time? Woo. Also, what was the reaction to the Bobby Moore stand when it was first announced, constructed, opened? Did people take well to it, or was it seen as getting away from the old-style ground? Brady out, Sullivan out, and needless fan aggravating out.
Brady out, Sullivan out.
Is he talking about me?
Yeah, needless fan aggravating out. That's you? Yeah.
Is it me?
Well, it ain't Ian.
Oh. Okay.
I think the first reaction to Bobby Moore stand was welcome, because actually it was all to do with the Taylor report.
Taylor report.
After the Hillsborough disaster, when it was deemed that football clubs needed to go.
It was the same year as he died as well, wasn't it?
Well, so it as luck would have it,
yeah,
for West Ham. Bobby Moore had the good grace to die when they were searching for a name of the stadium, because it was definitely, when it was in planning, was never going to be called. Yeah, was never going to be called the Bobby Moore Stand if he'd been alive. God forbid the club ever do something like that. But then it was part, actually, the funny thing about it, I think the Bobby Moore Stand and the Centenary Stand were part of the bond scheme. So when the bond scheme was mooted and the new building of Upton Park was going to take place, they were the two stands that were going to be built. And that would have reduced Upton Park. If the bond scheme had gone through and West Ham had followed through with what they were planning, the capacity of Upton Park would have been 27,000, I believe.
Do you know what crossed my mind the other day, right?
Mm-hmm.
At that time, 93-94, of this bond scheme...
Yeah.
Golden Sullivan were at the club.
Well, they were minority. I think they'd just gone to Birmingham. Didn't they go to Birmingham in 93? Yeah. I think they bought in 89 at relegation, 89, 90. I think it's to do with the time. I think they bought the Jack Petchy shares.
They did.
Because Jack went off to Watford. Because he bought Watford off of Elton John. And then, for whatever reason, Golden Sullivan stepped in and bought his shares. And they couldn't buy any more because the rest of the shares were held by, like, the Hills Trust and Lady Ogilvy something up in Scotland owned shares.
It's just funny that they didn't want to invest in a stadium back then either, did they?
No.
They're like...
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market. Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
You know, Sean's very quick to point out that making money invested in property, you don't see it, do you? You could have got a good return on that as well. There you go.
Yeah.
Yes, you were.
Maybe one day, Grant. Let me finish the kitchen first before I look at doing anything else.
Oh, really?
Regarding podcasts. Dodzy says, all right, there, my handsomes. We don't, actually, for the first time. Evening, trust all are well. Good to see Nigel on Saturday. It was good, Dodds, wasn't it, to catch up? Goals of fun. That's why he was there.
Oh, where did you see him?
I see him in the ground, outside the ground. We had our photo done together.
Oh, all right.
So.
Did he disappear off somewhere at one point, or?
No.
Stop it.
Not that I see. Anyway, you are not.
He's got to tell you what, he better make the most of going to fucking Germany.
Yeah, I think it's all over.
If I was him.
Do you?
What?
You think it's all over after this?
Yeah, I do.
Round.
Fucking tough, yeah. Isn't it?
Are you going to Germany, or can you not talk about that, Nigel?
There are plans afoot. I need a ticket.
Fucking, that's a big fucking stumble.
I mean, do you know what? I don't know if it was ultimate baiting by Leverkusen, but they announced on Twitter that they had passed 50,000 members. And
yeah,
I'm thinking, yeah, you bastards, you had €35 off of me for
did
nothing.
Did you get the refund? Because there's a...
Well, I didn't get a ticket.
Yeah, but you're allowed a if you don't get a ticket, you're allowed a refund
yeah,
on your membership.
Still
not on
membership,
my membership.
Yeah,
I'm still
are.
A member.
No, you are allowed to get a refund. I'll send
yeah, but
you
I didn't
link.
Get.
If you didn't get a ticket, you're allowed a refund.
What, on your €35?
Yeah, correct.
But what if you did get a ticket? They're giving you a refund anyway.
No. If you got a ticket, you don't get a refund. You can't.
But they're cancelling the ticket, Sean.
No,
well, no,
that's, the ticket.
No, hang on. That's what
I've seen the email.
That's what the Leverkusen fans said. Are you saying they have cancelled them now?
I don't know.
No,
I don't know
what's
going on.
That's what Leverkusen fans were saying. It sounds like Leverkusen were encouraging people, West Ham fans, to apply for. It's a neutral area next to the away fans, and they knew what they were doing.
Actually, and this is a thing, Sean, again, pick you up. What they said was, they didn't class it as a neutral area.
I know they
didn't.
They
said H9 and a couple of other areas, were in 9 and H1, will only be sold to new members.
Yeah, so they were encouraging it. So they ain't going to cancel them, is my understanding.
Well, at one point, they had 70,000 people in the waiting room.
120. I've got a screenshot. Which I did a story, 120,000 people in front of the person who took the screenshot.
Yeah. Right, okay.
How many were in front of you?
Well, I couldn't read in German, so I just kept refreshing the...
Well, you should have asked Ian. Ian's a fluent German talker.
Das ist doch wahr.
There you go, whatever
he
said.
Das
ich machen können.
Jawohl.
I thought you did speak German.
Ich bin ein Berliner.
No.
Which no, obviously I translates as I am a donut.
Yeah.
So.
It's true.
There you go. And I do like a Berliner donut because that's the donuts you get in the bagel bake, people in Brick Lane. A Berliner is a donut without the hole in the middle. I know my donuts. I told you, Sean, didn't you? Anyway.
I don't eat donuts anymore. I don't have any refined sugar at all.
All right, okay. You look like a billionaire now, though. Dodsey says, not so much a question, but why is everyone being negative about the result? But especially David Moyes' tactics, which he understands. But there is no praise for the fact we went 3-1 up with 72 minutes gone and stringing passes together fun. Though he does finish with a question. What's your favourite day over the four-day Easter break and why? Brady out, out, out.
Brady out.
What's your favourite day?
Saturday.
Out of Easter break. The Saturday, yeah?
Yeah.
All right. Sean, what's your favourite day?
Today, because I had no one. Today. My kids have gone back. My missus is in France with my stepkids. I've had a whole day to myself.
Right. Ian, what was your favourite day?
I don't like Easter. Oh. I'm not religious. It's a boring holiday.
All right.
But you get a day off today. Otherwise, you'd be doing the show, wouldn't you? Who's covering for you on the show tonight?
Dom Jolly.
No.
Fucking hell.
No.
He scraped the barrel there, didn't he?
I might have to tune in. Has he finished?
He finishes in 40 minutes' time.
Oh, I might have
so,
to tune
so
in.
So ring him up and go, there is a PG in my bank account.
No, you're not allowed to do that. It's a woke society. No, you're not allowed to do that anymore.
I'll tell you what. If we're in Scotland today, you could be had up.
Yeah, I could be prosecuted. Fuck them. Yeah, not bothered. Anyway. It's just a joke, people. My favourite day is Good Friday. I don't eat fish, unless, of course, by accident, I forget it's Good Friday, go to Newcastle and have a steak dinner in the Wetherspoons.
Which means you're not allowed to eat fish on Good Friday.
Well, Good Friday, you don't eat fish. Yeah, you don't eat meat. You eat fish,
yeah,
only.
Yeah, okay.
Fish,
yeah. Okay.
So you shouldn't eat meat on Good Friday.
If we get to the Europa League final in Dublin, I've got the best restaurant to take you lot to. It's honestly the best restaurant I've been to for years.
Is it a fish restaurant?
No, it's not. It's a steak restaurant.
Where is it? Because I know Dublin quite well. Unbelievable.
It's called the 1900, and it's on the site of the 1900 Harcourt Street train crash. The service is brilliant. The food's brilliant. They have this brilliant pianist singer, and it's just the best place.
Okay. My next time I'm in Dublin, I'm
90 quid each though.
In June.
Modern European, it says.
Yeah. And they've got waiters, all real characters, so they're Spanish and Italian mainly.
It's Irish cuisine with a French influence, it says.
Yeah.
Interesting. A hidden treasure.
So it's Irish beef with a French sauce, basically.
I'm just looking at the a la carte menu.
All right. Anyway.
Yeah.
Matthew Kemp from Spandau Ballet's Roadie says, evening, gents. When the Newcastle game began, the commentator said West Ham will sit back and attack on the counter. It says, given everyone knows that's how Moyes sets his team up, what if the other team decided to similarly sit back and attack on the counter? I wonder what the stats would be or even the score. Well, I'll tell you, Matt, it's called 1-0 to Everton. Because that's exactly what happened at the London Stadium. Everton beat us 1-0. And we had 64. The highest possession we've had all season was 64% of the ball against Everton. And we lost 1-0. There you go.
To be honest, the commentator's always, the lady commentator said, David Moyes improves players.
Did he?
She.
Don't start there.
To be fair, he has with one or two, but others he's made worse.
Antonio, I think, better. Yeah,
Antonio.
Yeah, that's
Fitch
and Antonio.
Bowen as well.
Probably.
Yeah.
But he's on.
Well, that's the trouble with Moyes. You can make an argument either way, and both arguments are valid.
Yes.
Often.
Pretty true. Yeah.
Except he's a cunt.
Anyway.
Why do you have to use language like that?
No.
Well, why does he have to be a cunt? If you weren't a cunt, we'll have to fucking say it, would I?
Adam Levitt, it's only four letters, Sean. Adam Levitt says, what do you think of season tickets and the concession problem? We didn't cover this because Sean kept interrupting me, people, in the previous podcast about how they've scrapped the concessions in the lower tiers. You want, if you're old, get upstairs. And if you want an RAP ticket.
For new season tickets, what I would say is, what have you been doing for the last 65 years that you didn't get a season ticket? When you've reached 66, you suddenly go, oh, yeah, I fancy a season ticket, right?
Well, because you've retired, you've got more time on your hands.
Yeah.
Well, possibly.
All right. So there you go, Sean. But that's your problem. You live in a Sean bubble, yeah? It's not even a real bubble. You live in a Sean bubble.
But
yeah.
Most people don't suddenly retire at 66 and suddenly go, I want to go and get a season ticket where I haven't got one all my life.
Well, yeah, because they might have been doing shift work, Sean, or working weekends.
All right.
That's exactly what people did. What are you doing?
Well, hang on a minute. Hang on a minute. They might have more money than they've ever had before because their kids have left and they're not working and they might have a final salary pension, right? We're not banning them from 1960.
Or Sean, they've worked in the supermarket all their life, ain't got a pension, they haven't relied on the measly handout, frozen.
Well, they can go in band six then, and like you, have a cheaper season.
Oh, but they've got to get upstairs then. Two lots of stairs.
1966 and 1966 West have never had concession discounts from 2016.
Who's complaining about that? I'm talking about the whole place, Sean.
No, it's not a whole place. Just bands 1 to 4, allegedly. Well,
that's the whole lower tier, Sean.
Yeah, it is the whole lower tier.
Right. So
there are lifts, as you said. There are lifts to get up.
Yeah, you try and use them, Sean.
Oh, I don't know about that. I won't.
Yeah, there you go. Thank you very much. Talk about what you know, which is very little.
But the point is that most people that use those concessions have been season tickets for many, many years. I accept that some people, there's an exception to the rule. Let's see. If you don't like it, protest. Do what Spurs have done and see if you can change the mind of the club.
Of course, Sean, you would never show solidarity with anybody else, though, would you? Because you're an I'm all right, Jack person.
No, of course not.
Well, he does show solidarity with them wankers at the club.
But I know, that's the mad thing about it.
Yeah.
If you've got enough money, right, and some people have got a lot of money when they retire... Why not?
A lot of people haven't, Sean.
But some have.
This is the thing, Sean. You're in the Sean bubble, isn't it? All my friends that live around me when they retire have all got a lot of money. Yeah, all the people I know that retire ain't got a lot of money.
Yeah, but when you retire, you may do a little bit of consultancy work or be a non-executive director and you can earn money elsewhere, you know?
Oh, yeah. I spent my life stacking shelves. What consultancy work can I get?
Yeah.
I've been a lorry driver all my life.
A few years ago, there was a survey of the average earnings of supporters from all Premier League clubs, and it turned out that we had the highest average earnings of any club in the country. Has that been done recently?
I don't know, but I'm going to look for that.
I'd be surprised at that, to be fair. I don't know, you know, because there's two types of earning, isn't there? There's what you earn, and there's what the tax man thinks you earn, you know? So I'm sure you know that, eh? Self-employed person.
For some of us, Nigel, that's the same thing.
Yeah, it's the same thing for me too.
All right, anyway, swiftly moving on.
Yeah, I think you should.
Hey, I paid the penalty during COVID, though.
You're a PAYE person now.
I am now. Yeah, there's a reason for that. There's a reason why I had to go PAYE in the end.
Because you got investigated.
Anyway, we move on.
Actually, don't move on yet, right? Sean, can you buy your season ticket in cash?
Yes.
Ooh.
Anyway.
You can move on now.
We will move on.
You can, actually. You go to one of the windows. Yeah, and pay in cash.
I might do that.
Okay.
If they don't...
Third degree is, so how did you get that money? Because... Every time I try and pay for something in cash, they give you the third degree nowadays.
But what you can do is get a prepaid credit card, stick the old money in that, stick, and go and play with a prepaid credit card.
Money laundering.
Not that I do that at all.
Money laundering.
There's always maze and wins. Anyway, says Mick Clifford. Oh, Matt Crawley is up first. Creepy. As VAR spoiled our game, Brady out.
Yes.
Quickly.
Yes.
Well, I didn't hear the question.
It's VAR spoiled our game.
Yeah, pretty much.
I mean, purely for the reason that you cannot celebrate a goal properly anymore because you're constantly thinking, is that going to go to VAR? And of course, every single goal goes to VAR, even if we don't realise it.
Yeah. I don't know. I celebrated all three properly. Yeah. You don't know. When that moment goes in, I still celebrate like properly as I do. I don't jump about like a madman, but it's not about limbs for me. I like to keep hold of mine. Mick Clipper, the shed man, would say, I do say, goals are fun. And it was a good game. Hi, everyone. He says, hope you're all well, including you, Sean.
Oh.
He has a question. John Lyle was manager when we were supposed to push on after our third place finish in 85-86. The underwhelming signings of Strotter and Tommy McQueen told the likes of Tony Curtie we weren't really taking it to another level. Given it wasn't Lyle's fault, as he wasn't given the money, obviously, what do you think would have happened if social media had been around then? What do you think would happen?
Well, we would have known who they were before it turned up.
Ung, drawn and quartered, maybe.
Yeah, exactly.
Brady out. I tell you what, if social media was around, Lyle wouldn't have got through 1979.
No.
Yeah, but it weren't around.
He wouldn't have. He wouldn't have got past it. No, you're right, it weren't around, and he did get past it.
And this is the thing, there was things that Lyle could do because it wasn't around. Go back to Saturday. Lyle would never put, from what I've heard, it would never put Phillips in that position where he'd have given the fans the bird. Because he wouldn't have hang him out to dry like that.
I'll tell you what, if we were losing late in the game, he would bloody go for it.
Yeah.
But Lyle must have made mistakes.
He'd go three at the back.
Yeah,
Alvin absolutely. Up front. Along with whoever the two strikers were, because he always played with two strikers.
Yep. Yeah.
I know it's a novel idea, but maybe if you put more strikers on the pitch, you might get more goals. Just saying. He'd put his two strikers on, and then he would throw forward one of the centre halves. Though sometimes if strikers were injured, he would play centre halves up front and all. But hey, enough about that.
Anywho.
Finbar McKay. Ooh. Evening, gents, says Finbar. He's going to have a bit of a rant. But just can't understand how the Moyes brain works. Do you think his record of two league wins this year is acceptable with the quality of players we have? Not really,
no, at all.
To be honest. Here's one you're like, Lynn. Do you think Flynn Downs would do a better job than the middle finger boy? Possibly.
He was doing a better job.
I think, yeah.
How could he? I'm not sure how he could have done any better, actually.
I like Dan.
I don't understand it.
I'm pleased he's only on loan.
Every match I saw him play, he was either player of the match or one of the top three.
Yeah, and I don't know what he could have done better.
Why on earth they decided that he wasn't for the future, I do not know.
No. But he's only on loan. And he's doing well at Southampton, even though they got beat today. So we can get him back.
It's never good, though, is it, when they go out on loan
down
there? And he just don't like him.
Finbar cracks on. Do you think that Doris the Tea Lady would make better decisions? Can anyone stomach his post-match interviews anymore? No. I must admit, I didn't bother watching them. Linked with Tony. We've not actually covered that.
No.
When they want people to pay more for their season tickets next year. Moyes out, Brady out, Sullivan to get swallowed up.
Everyone fucking out. Yeah. Fuck's sake, he's got
What's
that
this about Tony, Sean, that's coming out?
There's always been an interest in Tony, and you're probably aware we were offered him. And so all I can tell you is, and I think X covered this, but I don't think it's any serious interest. I think X mentioned him on the podcast, and that's been repeated a few times. He's someone of interest, and he has been someone of interest for a long, long time.
We're not of interest to him.
Well, maybe not. And whether we will actually put a bill in come the summer, I don't think it's that far. All I can say is he's a player of interest along with another 100 players that are of interest that we follow. You know, who wouldn't be following Tony? He's a good goal scorer.
Yeah.
Which is why he won't be interested in us.
Well.
Next up, it's
I bet
Ryan.
He would be. Do you see what I did there?
Why?
I bet he
oh,
would
yeah,
be.
Oh, yeah, I get it.
Oh, yeah. Well done.
Very good.
Yeah. Ryan Conan Doyle is up next. Evening all, says. Great game Saturday. Once again, sport by VAR. Moyes trying to be Moyes. It's not just working once more. How many times has he made in-game errors this season, causing us to self-destruct? When do you think they'll announce if he's staying or not? 4th of June, the day after season ticket renewals? Or even later to get new mugs in to watch the tosh? And why does he insist trying to sit back and defend with the weakest part of our team without our best DM Alvarez? His arrogance is baffling me, and I'm worried we won't even be in the game for the second leg against Leverkusen if we defend how we have been. Get them all out. Get them all
Everyone out.
The only thing I'd sit down and ask Dave, I would say, Dave, like, do you really want us to defend like that at the end of games? Because it is baffling. When it happens time and time again, you know, you do think, well, why don't you try something different? Why not leave the team there? And I get it, because what happens is he does get criticised a lot. I don't make substitutions. But then he makes, but then again, and I don't get why the people that criticise him about not making substitutions then criticise him about the substitutions he makes. Because me, I'd rather criticise him about making substitutions. I'd rather he'd left the same 11 out there. Flog him.
Me too.
You know, Jesus Christ, the Championship players have just played Saturday and Monday. We don't even ask Premier League players to do that anymore.
I remember 78, Crossy played, we played two games on the trot.
I just wrote about that, actually. Oh, did you? He got an hat trick in one.
He did. Yeah. That's how I heard about him.
Yeah. He got an hat trick in one, and then, he got hat trick against Ipswich on the Good Friday, and then on the Saturday, we beat Chelsea 3-1.
He won in that, didn't he?
The very next day, didn't. But we won 3-1 the very next game.
Yeah.
So.
It's looking good.
Yeah.
Don't tell them how it ends.
That's right. Yeah. Don't spoil it. Hey up, says Nick Harvey. Oh,
hey up, Nick.
Brady up. I know, it's Nick. Oh. It says Nick Harvey. Hey up, gents. They just sound the same. I think they're brothers. Brady out. Sullivan Brady out.
Out.
And the cowardly one.
Coward out.
There we go. Ballon d'Or son, Nick. Any truth in reports that the kit manufacturers have designed a playful update of a home kit and it will have cross dildos as homage to the senior sources services to adult entertainment? Brady out, Stooge out, Yorkshire pudding to Acne Marshes.
Everyone out.
What does that mean? What does that mean?
I don't know. The
Yorkshire pudding was a name given to Chris Phillips. I think it was by Big Dave.
Oh, was it? There you go.
Okay. Yeah,
might be Big Dave. Might be
Chris Mills. Evening, gents. It seems like Groundhog Day, but why does Sean always compare a price structure and unwanted changes to other clubs? Yes, why, Sean? Why do you finger point?
I don't know. It's just,
we do.
We don't reveal how sausages are made. It's good to compare. It's a bit like, you know, Tesco's. You compare with Sainsbury's and Waitrose and
but we're not
do
customers.
A price comparison. Well, we are customers. Let's be honest.
You
have to compare. Otherwise, without comparing, you don't know whether something is value for money, do you?
Yeah. Uh-huh. Or if someone's fatter than someone else.
Exactly.
Depends
so
you want to
when
compare,
when you pay,
it?
How much is it? How much do you think are you paying for the team you're watching, or how much of it is you paying for the surroundings you're sitting in?
Well, you could probably work that out if you wanted to do a formula, but you're mostly paying for the wages, and I mean, let's be honest, we're paying £4 million for the ground. Right, so that's a
let's get this in. Okay,
we're
if
mainly
that's the
paying
case then,
for the
Sean.
Players' wages.
Right, okay, if that's the case then, Sean, why do all football clubs charge different prices for tickets in regards to the view that you get?
Well, do you know what? It's an old capitalism trick, right? Supply and demand. Best seats. You pay, something is worth as much as someone is prepared to pay for it. That's the old trick, right? That's the old saying, right? So, you know, for any football club, right, supply and demand would price a seat or a corporate hospitality or a box or whatever the experience is as much as they can get away with. That's the old capitalism rule. So, you know, you don't deliberately, right, price it as cheap as you can. You what will the market bear? Right, do you not agree with that?
But no, because what I said, Sean, was what are you paying when you buy a ticket?
You're giving revenue to a club to spend on their outgoings.
But why do they charge you depending on the view? So surely, therefore...
Because they're the most desirable.
What you're paying for is the surroundings that you're in. There's a reason why. No, Sean. There's a reason why my seat is still cheaper than it would have been at Upton Park. We all know that reason why, because it wouldn't be in fucking Upton Park, would it?
No. Right.
It'd be on the Barking Road.
Agreed in somewhat, but there, you've got to factor in the tourist thing of people who come into London paying to see a Premier League game and not caring just about being there and in the meet, you know, being in that generation, the Instagram generation of being there for the experience.
So I would point out that the reason why Tottenham fans are paid more money than us, and Arsenal fans, and probably Chelsea fans. Their trophy cabinets are bigger than ours, after all.
Spurs?
Spurs' trophy cabinet is still bigger than ours, Sean.
Going back a long way.
Okay, well, let's look at how many league championships has Spurs won?
Well, in Premier League era.
No, I didn't say Premier League, did I?
Well, let's just talk about Premier League, because everything we talk about is Premier League.
The football did was paid for.
Oh, see, you're making up the rules as you go along. It's a bit the last podcast.
It's not making up the rules. This is a genuine question.
You're just talking historically since they were formed. Of course they've won more than West Ham.
Right.
You can't, a bit like people say West Ham can't trade on, you know, 1966 and 1965 and everything else, right? You've got to move
they
to
do,
the modern
though.
Era. Yeah, we do, but we're told we shouldn't do that.
All right.
Don't put them, stop them putting it on the fucking reason, pajamas
right,
and whatever you want.
In some ways, Spurs are brilliant at milking customers. And Kieran Maguire says this on Price of Football. It's an art there of detaching people, customers or fans, from their money. They take more ticket revenue. They take more in catering. They take more in beer. They take more in merchandise than any other Premier League club. Their machine under Daniel Levy is just a pure machine to detach people from their money.
But is that because they gave them a stadium fit for World Cup?
No, they designed it to take money away from them. And you know, I know Spurs fans that moan about the cost of it all. But if you got one or two choices, you either are a season ticket holder or you're not, and you just don't go to games anymore. You get priced out. And I know a lot of Spurs fans have been completely priced out the going to games, and they only watch it on TV now. And we've got to accept that's part of the modern game. You may not like it, but it is part of the modern
we
game.
We don't have to fucking accept it. We were given a condition, that's why we fucking moved. Tell us we have to fucking accept it.
Family affordable football
that's
will
right.
be quietly dropped, I promise you.
Where, like every
year.
Other fucking, like every one of those 10 fucking points. It's like Animal Farm. I know you are, Napoleon. Go on, move on, Nigel. Gets my fucking nerves.
Dan Numbers said, did the ball boy not giving up his stall cost Len a painting opportunity? Well, you could paint the ball boy, actually.
Yeah,
and Caduce.
Oh, then I've got to paint fucking paint dreads, didn't I? Where'd they fucking come from? Clearly extensions.
Yeah.
A pair of fake tits.
He asked, has Nigel used the Brady bog roll yet? No, Dan. Not yet. I don't know. I might. I don't know whether.
Have you explained to our listeners and to Ian what this?
So Dan Numbers kindly purchased me a roll of toilet paper with Karen Brady's face on it, with the logo Brady out on every sheet.
Please tell me you haven't used it.
I've not used it yet. But then if I did use it, it wouldn't be a good photograph. Though, Dan, I think the next one could be someone that lives in Surrey, and I may probably use that.
You coming in?
Yes.
Okay.
Especially right, I'm being ejected,
so I'm going to love you and leave you.
Yeah, see you, right, Ian. Mate. Thanks for coming.
Cheers,
on.
Cheers, Ian.
Bye, Ian.
Bye.
See ya.
Brady doing all she can with the season ticket details to fill it with neutrals with deep pockets. Brady out.
Brady out.
Colonel Sanders says, evening all. He said, I'm in Gran Canaria with the Mrs. Colonel for our anniversary and be looking for a bar in Las Palmas to watch the smash the fuck out of Tottenham. Do you know any West Ham supporters clubs here in Gran Canaria? Sean, do you know any?
I don't know. I'm off to Tenerife, by the way, just reminding me, this week.
You better pop in and see Michael now.
I am, yeah. I've just been talking to Michael Levy Jr. Right. And I'm going to go and see him. Funny enough, he flies to the UK and does a UK tour. He's there for three nights while I'm over. So I am going to go and see Michael Levy Jr. Finally.
Never mind, Mike. You could have got away, but unfortunately.
But no, I don't know. But Gran Canaria, it's a while since I've been there.
Oh. It is something that's really handy. The West Ham official website, Fans Hammer Hubs, find the club, International Supporters Club. And when you put it in, it just tries to sell you shit.
That's it?
Yeah. That's your fucking capitalist there. For a minute now, they look like they were going to make it out they were trying to help you. Nah. You can buy either a Leica mobile phone for £13 a month. Oh, they're trying to sell tickets for the Spurs game still. Or you can go to the shop and buy some shitty training gear while they buy JWP and the cat kicker. Wasn't very helpful, was it?
No.
I can't find anything about Gran Canaria here.
I'm going to ask AI.
Richard Kemp, another colonel, said the Mona Lisa took 17 years to paint. Samantha Hardy. Art can't be rushed. There you go. And then Dodsy pipes up. I could have finished the kitchen instead of going to Newcastle. Shut up, Dodds. That's what I say. And that's therefore...
Yeah, don't start talking to people's wife, Dodds.
Yeah, that brings us to the end of Facebook, Twitter, question time. Thank you very much, people,
for
all your advances.
Excellent. Now, tonight, will there be, I'm in Tenerife, as I said, next Monday. Will there be an episode next Monday?
Probably.
We've got two games to talk about, so I would imagine so.
Two
especially
games?
If you're not about. Yeah, two games, yeah.
Tottenham and... Who's the other game?
Wolves.
Is it Wolves?
They're both at home, aren't they?
No, Wolves is away.
Wolves is away.
Wolves
sorry.
Away. Is that on the weekend?
Yes, on Saturday.
On Saturday. Oh, yeah. Mm. There will be two games. Well, you're hosting them, man.
Yeah, man.
Yeah. Yeah. Let's see if it happens.
Well, it happens. I've hosted podcasts before.
I know. I know.
Yeah. Generally, they don't crash or get lost.
Oh,
or...
well done. That happened once, guys. Mm.
There you go.
Anyway, anywho, that's all we have for the two episodes this week. I have been Sean again. Ian has been and gone because he's in trouble with his partner, John, for spending too long with us tonight. Nigel has been...
Calm down.
And Len has been...
Wound up by you, really.
That's what I'm here for. Come on, you Iron.
Yeah, I know.
Bobby Moore, more than just a podcast. Bobby Moore, more than just a podcast.
Mom.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market. Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.